The Interior Minister, Mark Oyongo, has expressed concern about the growing number of fuel stations sited close to the country's entry points. He observed that for varied reasons, individuals and businesses have developed the penchant for setting up fuel stations along the borders. The practice, he bemoaned, has resulted in the smuggling of fuel into neighboring countries. Mr. Oyongo noted that regardless of the repercussions, most of these stations are currently operating without prospective license and authorization from the NPA and EPA. Mr. Oyongo, who shared the sentiments in an interview with Radio Ghana in Bolgatanga, said his ministry has equally notified the NPA about the situation and has appealed to them to be economical with the issuance of operating license. He spoke to Isaac Asari.
I'm concerned that there is this large amount of fuel being smuggled out of the country. That's why we have told SQC men, especially at the exits and entry points, to step up their game and ensure that we curb the incidents of smuggling. I've also been appealing to MPA about, the number of fueling stations in the region, not only in this region, but other regions which are on the border areas, because it's a recipe for smuggling if you have established fuel station very close to the border. I mean, obviously, the intention is that you want to smuggle, especially when they become too many, especially between Avongo, Paga, there are about 35 filling stations.
Mr. Oyongo said, already the country is battling with the issue of fuel, therefore allowing people to operate illegally will have a corresponding effect on the economy, especially when government is no more subsidizing fuel as it used to. He was quick to add that his ministry is taking steps to bring sanity in the establishment of fuel outlets. According to Mr. Oyongo, fuel smuggling has become a worrying phenomenon, particularly in the Upper East region, where there are countless number of items sighted along the Navrongo-Paga stretch of road, as well as Boko and Kulungungu.
There is every reason for us to be concerned about it. I think that because we have removed the subsidy on fuel, we definitely are not as concerned about the issue of smuggling as it was when we were subsidizing. But even then, I still believe that since we are using not cedis but hard-earned foreign exchange to bring in the fuel, there should be some amount of concern when these products are being smuggled out of our country.